We'll need the block and tackle, a box of windmill leathers, a chain, wrenches, socket set.
He vanished inside the barn, and his voice became a faint rumble. Slim heaved a sigh and looked down at me.
His mama enrolled him in charm school, but he flunked out. Pooch, you want to go in my place and help Uncle Scrooge fix the windmill?
No thanks. I had attended a couple of windmill fixing episodes, and that was plenty. With great effort, Slim pointed his bony frame towards the barn and began walking. At the entrance, he glanced back at me and winked.
Watch this.
He turned towards the barn door and yelled out, Loper, I just have a feeling this is gonna be a wonderful day. He flinched, waiting for the thunder and lightning. It came. Inside the barn, Loper's voice boomed.
Slim, when you get fired from this job, which could happen any day now, you can go to preaching full time. Until then, please dry up and try to make yourself useful.
Slim chuckled and shuffled into the barn. And for the next 10 minutes, the air was filled with the sounds of clanging and banging as the men gathered up their tools. They made 3 trips from the barn to the pickup, lugging ropes and cables and heavy boxes of windmill parts. Slim was still trying to make conversation.
Loper, you know how many cowboys it takes to screw in a light bulb? No! You'll love this. It takes 4. 1 to hold the light bulb and 3 to turn the house.
Loper dumped his tools under the pickup's flatbed, jerked a red bandana out of his hip pocket, and this was pretty amazing. He stuffed the 2 ends of the rag into his ears. He gave Slim a fanged smile and went back into the barn for another load. Slim dumped his tools onto the flatbed and shrugged.
I always liked that joke. It's the only one I could ever remember.
Moving at his usual pace, slow motion, Slim went sludging back into the barn. At that very moment, who should come walking up but little Alfred, my most favorite pal in the whole world. On a normal day, I would have leaped to my feet and given him a few licks on the face. But today, I whapped my tail on the ground and called it good.
Hi, Hanky. It's kind of hot, isn't it?
Right, very hot. Slim and Loper came blundering out of the barn again, loaded down with gear. Alfred said,
Hi, Dad.
Loper didn't hear, so the boy tried again in a louder voice.
Hi, Dad.
Alfred looked closer at his dad.
He's got a rag in his ears.
Slim said, Don't pay him any mind, Button. He's on a crusade to make this the worst day since the volcano went off at Palm Play. I tried to cheer him up with one of my best jokes, but it only confused him.
Alfred went to his dad and tugged on his pant legs.
Hey, Dad, you got something in your ears.
Loper looked down at him.
What?
He uncorked one of his ears.
Oh, hi, son.
How come you got a rag in your ears?
I'm trying to gather up windmill tools and I can't concentrate with all the noise.
He jerked his head towards Slim. Slim stuck out his tongue and made a sour face. Alfred brightened.
Can I go with y'all and help?
Loper patted him on the head.
Not this time, son. It's not likely to be much fun.
Slim muttered,
We can bet on that.
Loper shot him a dark glare.
Well, we're burning daylight. Let's get this over with.
They loaded into the pickup, and Loper started the engine. Over the noise, we heard Slim say,
Loper, you know the trouble with you? Course I do. Poor help.
Then Loper turned up the volume of the radio, and they roared away. Little Alfred drifted over to us.
Hi, doggies. Wanna play?
I gave him a wooden stare. Play?
We could play chase the ball.
Ha ha ha!
We could go exploring. Wanna do that?